Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Former Minister of Te Arawhiti, Crown Māori Relations, Calvin Davis, says ACT's proposed Treaty Principles Bill is a backdoor way of undermining the treaty itself. In his valedictory speech to Parliament yesterday, he said it was fiction that New Zealand had not had adult conversations about Te Tiriti, and Māori have never stopped talking about its meaning and effect. Some politicians see that as a threat.
When we progress the treaty partnership to a point where it starts to mean something, calls for a referendum on the principles of Te Tiriti or Waitangi grab the headlines and scare the horses. When we move forward, the status quo always tries to push us back and protect itself. So each time you come for us, each time you try and put us back in our box, we will not back down. We never have, and today is no different.
Calvin Davis. Deepwater fishing company Sea Lord has completed the acquisition of Independent Fisheries following clearance from the Commerce Commission and consent from the Overseas Investment Office. It's the largest financial transaction in the seafood sector since the Sea Lord deal in 1992, as part of the Māori fisheries settlement, and will make Sea Lord New Zealand's largest seafood business based on revenue. The purchase of the Christchurch-based business includes 46,000 metric tonnes of quota, one chartered and two owned deepwater factory fishing vessels, and more than 500 vessel crew and staff, and a cold storage facility. Former Mana MP Hone Harawira says Health Minister Shane Reti is standing idly by as the coalition government attacks Māori health by rolling back smoke-free legislation. Mr Harawira, who chaired the 2010 Māori Affairs Select Committee inquiry into tobacco control, has lodged a Waitangi Tribunal claim along with Sue Taylor from Te Rōpū Tūpeka Kore and Shane Bradbrook against the repeal of the Smoke-Free Environments and Regulated Products Smoked Tobacco Amendment Act 2022. They say repealing the Act will prejudice all Māori, breach Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and cause preventable disease and death within Māori communities.
We laud the efforts of the Māori Battalion in the Second World War, but more of their descendants are killed every single year by bloody tobacco than were killed in the whole of the Second World War.
Hone Harawira says Shane Reti has let politics dominate what he knows to be true. Test screenings have been held for a documentary about the 30-year history of our unofficial Māori National Theatre. Writer-director Whetu Whala says she's aiming to have a final edit of Rua, Breaking Barriers, done by Matariki, with a cinema release towards the end of the year. She says the Wellington-based theatre nurtured actors, directors and writers such as Riwia Brown, Rachel House, Taika Waititi, Jim Moriarty and Nancy Brumming. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!